Jet Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie.
Here it is, another show, another podcast done. Herbs, how are you feeling today?
Oh, after that show, feeling sensational.
Whew, I had to load up on coffees because I was tired. I tell you what, I'm having a come down from the caffeine as we speak, so I might need to go have a quick nap.
You're probably not sleeping because you had to bring up the barbecue sauce debacle.
And you know what? I'd just forgotten about it and you've brought it back up again. Good one.
I'm as sick of it as you are.
Yeah, if you listen to our podcast, you know what we're talking about with the barbecue sauce. Somehow there's another update. And this one probably triggered me the most since the first update, from when it first started.
Yeah, but are we going to bury it now?
You'll have to find out. You have to listen.
We opened the can of worms of gender reveal parties. Are you for them or are you against them?
Yeah, some bloke, he's skipped quarantine or what is it, lockdown? Is that what you do?
Lockdown.
Yeah, that's what we're doing at the moment, lockdown. For some donuts. And we took your calls on the last food on earth as well.
And we went on the hunt for a Terry.
That's right. Yeah, they're getting extinct.
Didn't realise.
No, I thought it was more Garys that were going extinct.
Yeah, and I wouldn't compare them to what you compared them to as well.
Yeah, you'll understand more when you hear it. And we did track down the only one in the GB.
Should point out, what's your occupation as well?
Oh, for a Tuesday. We love it. Thank you for dialing. There's a bunch more in there. Have a great day and we'll speak to you on the next one.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
Now, Herbs, I have an update on the barbecue sauce saga, which was dead and buried, but now it's back.
I thought we had really buried it 6 feet under.
Yeah, if you missed it, I'll tell everyone what's happened to you because I can't be bothered saying it again.
So you're obsessed with barbecue sauce. You, in particular, like Master Foods brand. You won't go any other brands.
Not only. Yeah, yeah. I don't even think about giving me another sauce.
And you went to go get it the other week and then you realised that they changed the label of the sauce bottle. So you wrote them a letter just saying how much this has hurt you. They wrote you a letter back.
Yeah.
And then we thought, okay, we've gotten over it, done. We don't need to.
And they sent me a $10 Coles voucher
as well.
Yes,
they did send you a voucher to buy some more sauce. But we thought that was the end of it because, do you know what? We don't care.
Well, no, we do care because everyone comes up to me and goes, Josiah, you're the barbecue sauce guy. I'm like, yeah, that's me. When I go to Coles now to get my barbecue sauce, I always feel like everyone's staring at me.
Go incognito.
They're like, mate, you just got some 2 days ago. Why are you back again? trust me, it's a bad addiction I'm aware of.
You put it on your mum's lasagna.
Well, I genuinely... After Master Food came out and sent me that, it's the first time they changed their label in 50 years. But when they sent me the letter, I was like, all right, Josiah, you got to move on with your life. You know, you've got to start dealing with these things.
Exactly.
Get on, adapt to change, all that sort of stuff. So I did. And I've been enjoying the barbecue sauce. You know what? I even gotten used to seeing that label on the shelf in my cupboard at home. All good. I've been using it. No dramas. Actually, I'll even say I forgot about the old label for a bit.
Did you?
For the last couple of weeks, I've forgotten about it.
I even bought myself one of the bottles, and because I only need a little bit, but I made sure I got that brand because I knew if you were to come over, I've got to have it handy.
Thank you so much. 4:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon, I went to Kyla Lake's shop to get some dinner. I love going there quite often, got my hot chips, ended up getting a schnitty burger with a lot on it. So, so good. But then I thought, I can't have my chips without my barbecue sauce because I use that much, I've actually run out.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, that's cool, I'll get my chips here, and then I'll just duck into Coles at Riverside Plaza and pick myself up the barbecue sauce.
Yes.
And while I was waiting for my food to be cooked and having a chat to a couple of locals in there, I noticed they do sell some stuff on the shelf in there.
Mm-hmm.
They had the barbecue sauce bottles. I was like, great, Master Foods. And then I went to grab it off and buy it with my dinner. This saves me going to Coles. It's the old label again. Which
it's
was
mocking you.
It was like an ex-girlfriend and you finally get over them.
Yep.
And then they walk past you and you just want to make out with them again. That's what it was like. It was like they were trying to do this to me on purpose.
So you obviously purchased it?
Of course I did. And now it's in my house for the next week till I drink it all.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to do from here? What's the next step?
I don't know, but just understand.
Because normally it's, you know, you got to find a few more girls to help you get over that ex.
Well, that's a good point. Maybe... A few more barbecue sauce bottles. Use that $10 Coles voucher.
Try a few different brands now.
No, I will not do that. I'm sticking to my Master Foods. But just understand that my heart is going to be a bit tender over the next week as I adapt to life with the ex again.
And you know what? I still couldn't care.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
We know at the moment with everything going on in the world here in regional Victoria and in Victoria, as a state, we have to wear face masks. They are mandatory. And if you are caught without wearing one and you don't have a medical reason or you don't have a certificate stating why, you get fined.
Mm.
And for me, great. It's not that hard. Put a face mask on. You see people complaining and then you go, hang on a second, maybe go to the hospital, be one of the frontline workers and actually wear it all day when you're in such a high intensity place. Like that's people who can complain and they're not complaining.
For sure. I mean, you don't have to wear it, but you do if you're rich and prepared to pay the fine. Good on you.
Exactly. And look, it's not that hard. Put something on your face and you can help save lives. And you might go, it doesn't affect me. Well, it could affect someone else's grandparents, someone else's family member. So just put on a face mask. And for those people who are our anti-face mask friends out there, there is a guy who's created, I don't know if you'd call it a weapon or a tool, a device, which I believe we should nearly introduce here in Victoria, and the police, let's say, could use these. So it's a YouTuber named Alan Pan, and he's created a cannon, which it does look a little bit like a gun, bigger, and that's the action. It shoots a face mask at its target, and then how quick in the pressure of the release, the string of the face mask actually wraps around this person's head. So the face mask is on someone's face.
Nah, it would surely fall off.
No, it's, and then you can get little Velcro straps, he says.
Come
on. The best.
So what, you stand there and essentially like one of those, you know, those baseball guns that you play with or in the cricket nets and they throw it out, you just stand there and it shoots onto your face.
Yes. So I can walk around and say, Josiah, why have you not got a face mask on? And then you try to run away from me and I say, not today, buddy. Boom, and I get you in the face.
Like a lasso. I feel like there's a lot that could go wrong here. What about like whiplash, or what if you like turn your face at the right time, wrong time, and one of the ends flick into your eye and you go blind or something? I'd be suing them back.
Yeah, there is a few technicalities that we need to clear up. But for me, you deserve it. If you're not wearing your face mask for the right reasons, then yeah, you should get one shot at your face.
I mean, if it means no fine and I'm just going for a walk, you know, around Vic Park Lake in Shep or whatever, and the police just come past with these guns and they go, oi, oi, and you look up and they just go boom and they shoot one into your face. I mean, I'd pay it. I'd be like, you know what? If that thing lands perfectly on my face, ties itself on my face as well, I just, you know, I'll happily
Bravo
wear this
to
thing.
You. I think it's a great idea because for me, face masks, there's a lot of pressure around them at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, I feel a bit judged. Each day, like I've got a pink one today.
Yeah, that thing. I judged you as soon as you're matching it with your jumper.
Yeah, I've gone matching, but you said it resembles something else.
Well,
it
two
shouldn't
things.
Be around your mouth.
First of all, I will judge you because the pink of your face mask is a different shade of pink to your jumper, so it doesn't go.
Sorry.
Fashion forward, yeah. Herbie is not. Second of all, that face mask looks like a Hot Peak G banger, like straight up. Herbie, you're wearing a G-banger in your face. If anyone's seen you at Audi.
Floss in my mouth.
It literally looks like you're flossing. Like there's not much to that. It'll cover your
lips.
But
do you know what I mean? There's pressure when it comes to face masks. And sometimes if you just have the medical ones, you go, am I not up to standard because I don't have the reusable ones?
It looks like it's like wetsuit material or something. Like where did you find that thing? Was that in the bottom drawer and you just pulled it out, whacked it on your face?
Nah, I got shot in the face with it by the police the other day.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
Yesterday afternoon, I received a message from one of my old housemates when I used to live down the Mornington Peninsula. And he sent me a little message just saying, got some exciting news, and told me that he's expecting a baby with his partner. So he's actually been kicking goals in isolation. He got engaged at the start and now they're having a baby.
Oh, bang, bang. He's gone quick.
Boom, boom. I mean, not much else to do. They're in stage four.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I replied saying congratulations. And then the next thing, I got a video message and it was of Chris and his fiancée Paige. They're in their backyard and they've got a golf net set up so you can practice your shots without hitting it into your...
Is he a pro?
No, but he does play a lot down there.
What a legend.
He actually sets up those nets. That's part of his job as well.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
My cousin who's pro there, when they were in lockdown, he got one of those nets as well. But he is a pro. I thought this bloke, if you're just doing it for leisure, that's good.
No, leisure. Anyway, so I thought, why has he sent me a video of him about to hit a golf ball into this net? Anywho, he whacks the ball, then blue smoke appears. And I realise that was their gender reveal.
Oh, wow.
They'd sent a gender reveal party. There's a quick little snippet of it.
Hang on. Oh, look at that.
Yep.
Yeah, blue, good on him.
Blue smoke. And I thought, wow. I mean, they couldn't have the big gender reveal party, which people have these days because of, obviously, COVID.
Look at the video. There's only the two of them in the... Oh, yeah, because they can't have anyone.
Yeah, it's just the two of them at home. But now they have obviously sent that video out for their close family and friends to see. So I then sent a second congratulations back. You're going to be a father to a little boy.
I mean, I don't mind it if you're going to do something. Golf is close to my heart. Mm. That's as good as it gets. But I can't – I'll be careful because everyone does it these days and I haven't been in this situation, so I don't know. But gender reveals to me are just a little bit cringy.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon they're a lot of fun.
Nah, I get they're fun for sure, but it's like some moments to me are private. So when you find out the gender, or if you do happen to find out, why can't you just find out with your partner and then just send a video to your fam? Hey guys, it's me and such here, just letting you all know we got a boy.
Yeah, but you can also have all your family and friends around and have a little celebration and say we're having a girl.
I'll tell you what I get around. You see a few bogans, they do those skid mark.
Oh, the exhaust pipe?
Out the back of the
There's
car.
There's Herbie's future husband.
Honestly, it is. Or yours would be coming out the back of a cow. You'd make like a cow on a farm. Your husband,
the methane gas.
Your husband's got a mullet. He's got a fanny on. And you know what you're doing? You're all standing around there for 2 days waiting for the cow to back one out. The cow finally drops one. Hey! Hey, we're having a boy. Blue smoke coming out the cow's backside. Herbie's just there going, yeah, how good is this?
Unbloody believable. Oh. Wouldn't you want to go to that gender reveal party though?
Yeah, for sure.
See?
That's one I would go to.
So let's throw it out this morning because people do have strong opinions, because when you see these on social media, there's either the person that is commenting going, oh my gosh, this is the best, I love this gender reveal, or there's a person similar to yourself, Josiah, who's going, waste of money.
Yeah,
why are you
agreed.
Doing that?
I don't
waste
understand.
Time.
And the other thing, it's like a proposal. You know, people set up like marching bands and film it. Just have a moment between you and your partner. That's okay.
No, share it with everyone, I believe.
Ah, man.
Come on, GB. Get involved this morning. Gender reveal parties. Are you for them or are you against them?
Over to you, GB. 13, 12, 16. What are your thoughts for or against gender reveal parties? We do have Georgia in chat this morning. Are you for or against them?
Not about them. Not about the... You know, pink and blue confetti, I just don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, I'm the same. Just tell everyone. You don't have to do some sort of trick out the box to tell everyone what it is. Have you got kids of your own?
I don't have kids on my own, but I'm hoping to very soon.
Here we go.
And so I reckon maybe once you are pregnant, you might change your ways.
I was going to say, I wonder if it's something that changes. Do you reckon you might, depending on your partner, be able to change your thoughts there, George?
No, I'm not into them and I just think they're inappropriate.
Oh. Okay, I won't have one then.
Oh, got to find a boyfriend first, Herbs. Then you can decide what you want to do. That's a good point, actually.
We have had a message come through to our Instagram. Amy said, I'm not for them. Have had 5 kids and never had one. Have always found out what we're having and then just told family and friends. It's a lot cheaper that way.
Yeah, good point. It
I
is
just
cheaper.
Have a party. That's it, really. A party and a bit of attention.
Herbs, anything just for a beer.
Yeah, I can see you
doing that. Yeah, good point. You probably would anyway. No.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
I just put the call out before that song for any Terries, male Terries in the GV on 13, 12, 16. Yeah, but she's a girl. I need a male Terry. Not one phone call has come through, which proves my point with this story. Unbelievable. They're saying there's a baby boy name equivalent as unpopular, I should say, as the word Karen.
Well, you get sick of walking the same streets. I've done all of Brighton.
Sorry, Karen.
I don't know about that because we've heard about a lot of Karens doing bad things, but I haven't heard of Terries doing bad things because I haven't really heard of many Terries.
You haven't yet, but that's a thing, Herbs, because you're about to, and I'll tell you why. A bloke's gone on Reddit, and what he's done is he's a lot of time on his hands. He's obviously in lockdown, this bloke. What he's done, he's gone through the history of the name Karen. And he's gone through analysing the exact name, how popular it was in the USA and around the world in the last 7 years. He tracked Karen and saw the patterns in naming right over the years.
The spikes of Karens.
Yeah, exactly right. And then what he's done is he's gone through and seen any male names that have matched the same path as Karen. You guessed it, it's Terry.
That is a stretch. And also, this guy has got a lot of spare time on his hands.
Yeah, look what he said. Following the exact same rise and fall as Karen, it peaked in the 1960s before sharply falling in the 1980s. It has remained unpopular ever since. Terry, if you're a male Terry out there, you are now the equivalent of a Karen.
I just don't think that's fair.
They don't have a choice. It was their parents who called it. It's the same thing as a Karen. If you're a nice Karen, we spoke to him recently on the show. You don't have a choice, unfortunately. Yes. You've all got the same name.
I haven't met any young Karens, though.
That's the
thing. Like baby Karens.
And I've just put the call out for a male Terry. Not only is there no male Terries in the GV because no one called through on 13, 12, 16, there's also apparently no such thing as a young Terry either.
Well, I have to let you know something. I know a Terry.
Is it a bloke?
A bloke. It's my brother, Sean, who is 23. His best mate. His best mate. Little Terry. Tezza.
is a Terry.
He's a Terry.
A 23-year-old
Terry. A 23-year-old Terry. He's a lovely, lovely guy. He's probably out of my brother's friends. He'd be up there with one of my favourites.
Does he have any bodies in his basement?
I have never checked the basement. He does drive a van, though.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that.
Is that who I saw doing laps around Kyla Lakes the other day? He was looking real creepy at me.
Yeah, Tez.
Definitely a Terry. Terry the termite. Yeah. This is an unbelievable story. And the phones, look at them, Herbs. They've remained quiet the whole time, which proves my point. Terries are going extinct.
Well, they may be not extinct, or at least someone who is a Terry doesn't want to call up and let people know that they are one.
I know.
Because they're ashamed of it.
I mean, if you know a Terry today, Goulburn Valley, make sure you give them a call and let them know that you love them. Do we need to give Terry some love? Is that what we need to do?
Oh, just say maybe you don't want to hang out with them?
Yeah. Or go, you know what, if you're a Terry, you're probably one of the blokes breaking lockdowns or something.
Do you know what the goal would be? A couple. Karen and Terry.
Well, this is, yeah, you know what, that's what they were saying on Reddit as well. One of the readers wrote, my parents are Karen and Terry.
Stop.
Yeah.
You've got no hope.
He goes, do you ever have a day where Reddit appears to be talking directly to you? He goes, yep, that's me, because my parents are Karen and Terry. Oh, Herbs, I know we've got to get to your 8 o'clock news, but we've just received a phone call on 13, 12, 16. Is your name Terry?
Yes, it is.
Morning, mate. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 28.
Whoa!
Hey, they're young. See, the 23-year-old Terry I know, he's a nice guy. Do you rate yourself as a good bloke, Terry?
Yeah, of course.
Do you see yourself as like a male equivalent to a Karen?
No, not at all.
Before you go, you know what, for calling through, you've got a McDonald's voucher, Terry. Good on you, mate.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That's right. You just have to answer this question honestly, mate. Can you do that for me?
Yeah,
go for it. Do you have bodies in your basement?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, thanks for your honesty. The Hit Breakfast Show with Josiah
and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. We know the whole world is currently looking for a COVID vaccine. We heard on the weekend that maybe Vladimir from Russia has actually found one.
I mean, it started with just like jokes and rumours, but now it's heated up that we might be actually getting it from Russia to check it out. So I think there's
a bit of truth
to it, yeah.
Well, he tested on one daughter and not the other. So, yeah, you got to have a few question marks surrounding what's going on in his head.
Is that the daughter you least like?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Sal. You've got the short straw.
Because she got a needle, kicks in a couple of years. She turns out a little bit special. Anything could happen to her.
But it turns out that maybe it's not just a vaccine that will cure COVID. Because we jump over to Nambia.
So close.
Oh, tell me.
Go on, Herbs. We talked about it off air.
Namibia.
There it is.
I got it.
Namibia.
In South Africa. The Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism, their spokesperson, Romeo Mundaya, believes that it's not just a vaccine that's going to help COVID, but elephant dung.
Two things first. I didn't know Romeo was a common name in Namibia.
Neither did I. It's spelt Romeo.
And second of all, we eat elephant poo? What's the deal here?
Well, Romeo's come out and said that since the whole COVID-19 pandemic outbreak happened, their elephant dung has skyrocketed. People are wanting to buy it left, right and centre. So much so that people have been breaking into sanctuary parks where elephants are, not to actually get the elephants, because we know that has happened in the past, but to get their dung, to get the poop.
And what are they doing? Smearing it on their face? Are they putting it on their chest?
They're cooking it and eating a little bit of poo.
But poo essentially is just the food that they eat. So wouldn't you just ask what the elephants are eating and get that pre-diet rather than the post-diet?
You would think so. Supposedly, it's actually a traditional medicine that they do use over there, not just for COVID, but for other health issues. Now, health officials have come out and said, we want to let you know that this will not cure COVID. But still, people are saying it could. And so I wanted to throw it to you this morning because we have heard a few things since this all happened, the outbreak. We had Trump saying put hand sanitizer, inject that. A few weeks ago, I spoke on the show about the guy over in India who said you can wee on yourself.
That's right, I do
and
that.
And drink your own urine,
yep, done.
And that will help.
Yep.
Or there is elephant dung. So you've got three options here this morning. Obviously, with waiting for a vaccine, in the interim, you have to use one of these to try and cure COVID. What are you going to take out of the three options?
Well, we already talked about me weighing myself. That's no issue. I'd do that anyway.
Would you drink it?
Yeah, if I had to. Let's tick that one off the box for sure. I wouldn't inject myself because, you know me, I don't like needles.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can die from that one. A bit of poo can't hurt anyone, can it, Herbs?
Wouldn't think so.
Especially if it's cooked down and if it's a traditional medicine, it might not taste the best, but I reckon I'd give elephant poo a little crack.
You'd give it a crack?
Yeah. Do I put it in my smoothie? Do I, you know, add it with my barbecue sauce? What do I do with it?
I don't know. I don't think it's only going to be a vaccine for you. You definitely won't be seeing a girl after that anytime soon.
There might be another girl out there that's into elephant poo as well. You don't know that, Herbs.
Never assume.
Never assume. It's 2020.
Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
I've got one of the most wild stories you'll hear today. Tell your friends about this one, because in 2002, the number one song of that year was this. How can you forget about this? La Ketchup.
The Ketchup song.
The Ketchup Sisters. It was the Three Sisters.
And they're just dancing. They're up on the beach on the table at one stage.
Yeah.
They're doing the moves.
Do you remember the...
You wiggle your thumb back behind... Oh, yeah, I remember.
You remember always performing it for your family?
Yeah.
Or always singing it? No, unless you're Spanish, you don't know the lyrics.
At school, my girlfriends and I, we used to perform it. And we'd get up and do it on the table.
Who would do the Spanish bit? Because there's no English version.
Oh, you just pretended that you knew it.
That's the thing.
Confidence is key.
Now, it was really controversial because everyone used to go nuts to it. Kids used to get around it. But then remember it came out that many thought it was making reference to some demons and satanic beings and all that sort of stuff.
I recall.
That's what the rumours were. Now, it's just come out recently, and this has blown my mind, the true meaning of that song. We're really going for a trip down memory lane this morning.
It's not about tomato sauce?
It's not. I wish it was, though, because that's what most people thought. As kids, you're like, ketchup. It's the ketchup song, tomato sauce, woo! Turns out, now, get a load of this. I don't know why it's taken so long for someone to translate it for us English-speaking people out there, but it's about a guy named Diego, right?
Oh, Diego.
He's off his head. And this is what the film clip's about as well. He's off chops. He rocks up to a club, which is that beach club in the film clip that you see. He rocks up, goes to the DJ, and he's trying to request a song, but he's so drunk that the DJ can't understand what song he's trying to request. Right?
Yeah.
And that's what the chorus is. I said a hair. Aha. I won't do it. I'll let the girls do it.
Where do they get the ketchup out of all that?
That's just the name of the band's called Lust Ketchup. Yeah. That's their band name. It's not the song name. It's nothing to do with ketchup. It was just called the Ketchup song for no reason because of the name of the girls.
Yeah, I get that.
So see that bit?
Yeah.
That's Diego trying to request.
Say, hey, I want a song. This song.
And it's this song. Diego's trying to request Rapper's Delight, but he can't because he's off his head.
So it sounds like I said a hair. A hot. Oh,
one of the original hip-hop songs of all time by the Sugar Hill Gang. Diego's trying to request this song to the DJ, but he's too drunk to know what it is. So he's saying that's what the girls are trying to sing in their song.
Wowee. They've turned a song out of a drunk mess.
And it went number one in 27 countries around the world, including 3 weeks at the top of our billboards right here in Australia.
I've sung some songs in my time after having a few lemonades, and I tell you what, none of them are going global anytime soon.
I tell you what, parents, if you're listening, put on the Ketchup song today, because your kids, now you can rest in peace. No, it's nothing to do with the devil.
No.
It's nothing to do anything bad. It's just three sisters singing about Diego.
Yeah, about a guy they once knew.
As innocent as it is. Where are those girls now? Here's a fun fact for you. A few years ago, they tried to represent Spain at Eurovision. They thought, you know what, they were number one in all these countries. Let's see if we can win Eurovision. They came 21st.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
Herbs, this is the most unbelievable story I've read. Melbourne, obviously, in stage four. We're in stage three. You can't really leave your house for a lot of things at the moment.
Four essential reasons.
Yeah.
Is why you should be leaving the house.
A bit of a police state. And speaking of a police state, the Vic Police, they've pulled over a bloke in Melbourne, 24-year-old, over the weekend. He's been fined $8,000 because he's got all his mates in the car. First of all, you can't do that, mate. Second of all, they pulled him over, found out he was suspended license.
Oh, no.
You can't do that either. He also wasn't the registered owner of the car. Again, mate, you can't do that.
Has he stolen the car?
He was a P-plater, so he can't even have more than one person in his car at that time of night.
Oh.
And then that's all right. Like, whatever. They're all normal
fines. He's done
fines.
A few bad things.
Yeah, but you get fined for those stage one, stage zero, stage 10.
No stages,
10.
You get fined for them.
Doesn't matter. He's copping a fine either way. But then they ask him, mate, you're not allowed out unless it's for one of the four essential reasons. Why are you out of the house? He told them. He's going to buy donuts. Well played, mate. Well played.
Well, what kind of donuts are we talking?
That's a good question. He didn't actually specify, because if it was Krispy Kreme, you could understand.
Well, I know in Melbourne, Daniel's Donuts are huge at the moment. Huge. So I can see someone venturing out of their house for them.
Dead set. If I was Vic Police and said, mate, what sort of donuts were you getting? And he told me it was Krispy Kreme. All right, mate, this is a big question, but what type of Krispy Kreme? And if he said original glaze, I'd be like, no worries, off you go.
You're on?
Yeah,
see,
no
for
fine.
Me, dare I say it, overrated the old Krispy Kreme.
Oh, no, Herbie, you are sinning.
I am an original cinnamon donut from Donut King, just fresh, fresh.
Yeah.
That every day of the week, I look at a Krispy Kreme and I laugh. I think you guys are not even on the same level as a cinnamon donut.
Yeah, I had some from Wendy's at Riverside Plaza the other day. I was like, oh.
They're unbelievable when they come out fresh, and when they try to give you ones that have already been there, you know, no, no, no. Put mine through the little machine. I want them fresh.
It's so good. I love that he was out of the house. I mean, but let's be honest, unregistered car, the whole shebang. I'm guessing he was off doing something else, maybe supplying a whole party or something. However, he went with donuts, and that's what I want to talk about this morning.
Do you know his name by any chance?
They have not revealed his name, no. He's from Narre Warren, though.
All right, yep.
If that makes it. And the blokes in the car are all from Hallam.
Yep.
And another was from Hampton Park.
A lot of illegal drag races out there.
Yes, I'm sure the boys are out doing doughies. Actual donuts.
Maybe donuts.
Maybe that's what they were
doing. Getting donuts, and, but actually while having donuts.
Well, that's probably where the correlation happened in his mind. He's like, sorry, boys, donuts. The food.
Donuts, yep.
I want to talk about on 13, 12, 16, though, if you had to escape lockdown for one food, like we're not encouraging you to do it.
No.
But if you were in stage four, you had to escape for one food and one food only. You had no choice. You're starving.
It's like the last meal on earth.
You either starve to death or you escape lockdown, the police state that we're in, just to get that one food. Herbie, what is it?
See, for me, straight up, I love a schnitty with mushroom gravy, but I can do that at home. So I think where I'm escaping to is Queenstown in New Zealand to Ferg Burger.
I mean, that's a big effort.
But have you had a Ferg Burger?
I've never had it, but you're not the first to tell me about how good that is. Why does everyone go on about it?
They're incredible. And the place opens up till 4:30 a.m.
Oh.
They are unbelievable. And the line is ridiculous, but I would escape to Queenstown, NZ, for a Ferg Burger. Yourself?
13, 12, 16 is our number. What would you do, GV? For me, it'd have to be hot chips from somewhere. Do you know, probably the Colonel. Like, I know if it's so we don't have a curfew here, so I can go at any time. Yeah. But to say it was 8 o'clock and I'd need an 8:30, there you go. You'll see Josiah going through the Colonel, even if it's shut down. I'll break in.
I've spotted you there before, too.
Yeah, you have. Zinger meal, come at me, Josh. What would your last food on earth be if you had to get it,
mate? Mine would be mangoes. I'd escape to a mango farm and just hang out there for a while.
Big fan of mangoes.
Yes, definitely.
Wrong state, Josh. I think that's a Queensland thing. Right here, we're known for our apples and our pears and peaches.
Mm.
Yeah, but I'd just do a road trip all the way to Queensland. I'd go through a bush and a big four-wheel drive.
I don't think you can do that either, can you, Herbie?
You're really pushing the boundaries this morning.
I mean, first you're breaking lockdown for a mango here in Victoria, then you can't get one in Victoria, so you want to drive through two borders to get some. It's a bit of effort there,
Josh. It's actually... I've heard stuff that people have been doing stuff like that with their big four-wheel drives.
Well, there was that story that came out over the weekend. Did you see the bloke that got arrested? He landed his plane from Victoria at Deniliquin Airport and he got
caught. Yeah, I did hear about that. I can be the four-wheel drive version of that.
You have to get over the Murray River, though,
Josh. I would
take
the plane option if I was you.
For a mango, I'll find a way.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
Now, being dead or alive, I thought was a very easy thing to know. You're either one or the other. Turns out not the case for a guy over in Romania, because a Romanian court has ruled that a 63-year-old man, Constantine Relu, is dead despite what would appear to be very convincing evidence to the contrary. The man himself appearing alive and well in court.
What?
Yes. I had to read on when I first read that because I thought, what is going on here?
Why is he in court if he's dead?
This is it. Constantine Relu, he officially left Romania for Turkey in 1992. He had a wife and a family, but he left to go seek employment because he couldn't get any employment in Romania. He last returned to Romania in 1999. And that's when he appeared to be cut off all contact with his family. And then he went back, they presumed, to Turkey. And now his wife believed that there was some kind of event, like an earthquake in Turkey, that was a big event. And because she hadn't heard from him, she thought he had passed away.
You'd presume so,
mm-hmm.
especially if she's not moving on from him as well.
No. So she's presumed that her husband has died. So she wants to go to court to get an official certificate so that she can move on, so she can get a new husband without the guilt or putting any shame to the family.
Yeah, a bit of closure as well.
So she went to court and got the death certificate. Then, poor old Constantine, he actually was apprehended by Turkish authorities earlier in the year and deported back to Romania because of expired documents. And that's where he went to renew his Romanian passport and get, you know, to travel again to Turkey. But on arrival, he was detained by immigration officers who informed him that he'd actually died in 2003. And he said he just wants to return, but I can't because he's dead. And so he went to court, and then the court later explained, no, this your wife's story was great. Like, it's really added up. So that he was still dead at that stage, and he had to go to court to fight that he was alive.
Imagine when the wife gets the knock on the door saying, hey, I'm still here, I'm still kicking. Still here. That's what's crazy about that as well. There's a few more question marks in this story because you presume the husband and wife would have been in touch. It's not like it was the 60s and there's no phones. Do you know what I mean?
It's just baffling to think that he's actually dead, even when you surely in my like years of experience of watching movies, like Castaway, she presumes he's dead when he comes back, but he's not. For me, if they rock up alive and well and you see them in the flesh, you rip up the papers.
Well, usually their face is enough proof.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know, you have to prove yourself in other ways.
Exactly. What are you proving this? What else is he going to do? He's now paying legal fees to try and prove he's alive so he can get his passport to just go back to Turkey.
Yeah, imagine the conversation with the judge. Do you want to see my MySpace profile, my Facebook? Do you want to see my passport? Like, what else can I give you to prove I'm standing in front of you?
Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
I'm alive and well.
I wonder if the wife got a payout as well. That's the big question.
Yeah, I don't know the ins and outs of that one, but she has moved on. She's got a new husband, and it turns out she doesn't really care about her old husband.
Oh.
So he can remain dead in her books for all she cares.
Mate, go back to Turkey, I reckon. Do yourself a favour.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
Another thing that's happening at the moment is there's lots of talks of China, the world spying on us. They're making us wear masks. The government are chasing us. They're following us. There's a lot of Big Brother going
5G.
On.
5G.
Yeah, I haven't read into that conspiracy too much yet, but there's a lot of movement behind it.
There is. There's just people that read too into it, I'd say.
I haven't got those details, but one thing in a time like this you don't do is ASIO, Australia's leading spy agency, have decided to have a rebrand and join Twitter. Interesting timing, I'd say, because people are already feeling followed at the moment. Then they've gone and joined Twitter and posted their first tweet and people are losing their minds.
So they've gone a full rebrand?
Full rebrand, logo, everything. Kind of like what we did here at Hit.
Very interesting time to do that.
I know.
And what would their first tweet be like? Hey, guys, we're on Twitter?
That's the thing. And you wonder why these conspiracies pop up. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it actually makes a lot of sense. They couldn't figure out what they wanted their first tweet to be. A
lot of pressure.
So you'd think ASIO would be very busy at this time, right?
Yeah, you'd imagine
this. This would be their, like, you know, with China jumping on airplanes or whatever they're doing and coming over here to spy on us, you'd think they'd be stopping all that sort of action. The head of the ASIO agency, Mr. Burgess, he said he got the whole agency staff together to help submit ideas on what their first tweet should be.
So they've had a team meeting.
They had a full round table, not about saving Australia, not about finding the Russian spies on our doorsteps, but about what their tweet should be.
I mean, did they put on a morning tea for that? Like, how big of an event was this?
Well, he said they toyed with the idea of tweeting just no comment and then following up with, and that's off the record. They're trying to be funny.
Hang on, I just need to back it up a little bit. They shouldn't be meeting. Surely they should be having a Zoom meeting. And if they're calling a Zoom meeting for this, then that's a big call.
And are they allowed to know each other's identity usually? Isn't this stuff like top secret?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just Graham and Greg.
That's not what they ended up going for. They thought they'd still add some humour into it as ASIO. They seem
funny
like
buggers.
You know, yeah, guys, I know you've done a rebrand. You're not a radio station. You're our spy agency. You don't have to be funny.
You're not stand-up comics.
Yeah, there's no pressure to be funny. What they went with their first tweet yesterday, which sent everyone into a meltdown, was, "Hi, Internet, ASIO here. I spy a new Twitter account." They then followed it up with, "We thought it would be fun if you followed us for a change."
Oh.
Well done, guys. Great gear.
Well done.
Mate, that was worth 20 meetings, wasn't it?
Well done. I was expecting more. They'd start with I Spy and then go with My Little Eye, dot, 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 and then we all have to start guessing.
Yeah, something
see?
To
see, because then
with.
We're still playing along on their game.
Yeah, and then that makes us all want to follow them.
Yeah, and we all go, well, what are they actually up to?
My favourite thing is that they had to call a huge meeting just to come up with their first tweet. Don't you just pay a social media person to do it?
I mean, exactly. And are they going to have a second meeting for their second tweet?
Yeah. They must be really quiet. I know a lot of people have got some time off at the moment, but you think Asia, of all people, have got a few more things on their
it's
hands.
It's good to know that no one's spying on our country then.
Yeah, good point.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
We will guess your occupation.
Vet, teacher,
we will guess them all.
Yeah, what's your occupation's back? It is a Tuesday, it's everyone's favourite game.
Very simple game, you just state your car and we guess your job. We don't tend to get it correct, although last week we did. We did guess correct, so we're hoping to go 2 from 2.
Fingers crossed. Let's see how we go. We do have Maddie from Kyabram on the phone now. Morning, mate. What sort of car do you drive?
I've got a Holden Colorado.
Colorado. What colour would that be there, Matt?
White.
Are you in it right now?
Yeah.
When was the last time you washed your car?
2 weeks ago.
Okay, you're kind of like me. Yeah, I'm an every 2 week kind of
like
guy.
I'm like an every once a year.
You are. Seen your car? All right, Maddie and Kai, this is throwing me a bit.
He's getting dirty. The car's getting dirty, so you're out on the road.
I reckon you're on the road for a different reason, mate. You're a truckie.
Oh, you're close. I'm an earth mover.
Oh, hope you didn't even get a guess.
I wouldn't have guessed that, though.
Sorry.
That's all right. I wasn't guessing Earth Move. You know,
Maddie, you get a Macca's voucher. What were you going to say, Herbs?
I was going to say, like, a builder. On a building site, yeah.
An earthy. Good on you, Maddie. Hold the line, mate. We'll grab your details.
No worries, guys.
All right, let's go now. We've got Abby in Shepparton. Morning, Abs.
You morning, there? How are you?
We're good. You sound like you've just arrived to work. Is that correct?
About 10 minutes off.
10 minutes. Oh, okay. Sun at 7. Now, what car do you drive there, Abby?
White Holden Barina.
Oh.
White's a theme today.
Is it an old school Barina or one of the newer ones?
2018.
Okay.
Right. I'll guess first just so I can get my guess in. 7 o'clock start. Do you know what? They are up this early. Do you work in childcare?
No, I do not.
Oh. I was thinking, dropping the kids off early.
Yeah. I thought you had that one right. Abby and Shep, you're 10 minutes out of work, but you're in Shepparton. Yet in Shepparton, most things are 10 minutes away, so you must commute to another town?
Yes.
Well done.
Okay.
Gosh, that was good.
What's in other towns that you could be doing? Abby from Shepparton.
Come on.
You work in a cafe. I'm going to say like a drive-through cafe, maybe?
No.
Oh.
You really need to put a curveball in there, I think.
What do you do, Abs?
I work at a chicken hatchery.
Oh, I would never have got that.
Congratulations, you've scored yourself a Macca's voucher.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.